peace and tourism, relational mindfulness and relational intelligence. World Tourism Network member Dr. Peter Trauer responded to the WTN call for feedback on peace through tourism and explained, "When considering peace and tourism, I always ask myself, where do I start? Both concepts, tourism and peace, are multifaceted. I believe both deserve a reflection that steps beyond images inherent in symbolism and romanticism." Dr. Birgit Trauer, The Cultural Angle, Australia World Tourism Network, WTN, founding member, Dr. Birgit Trauer has a long history in travel and tourism, both in industry and academia. She holds a PhD in tourism management from the University of Queensland, Australia, and has lived and worked in the United Arab Emirates, Germany, England, New Zealand, Canada, and Australia. Birgit Trauer has published in Top International. While tourism continues to be viewed as a power for peace and sustainability, it is hard to ignore that this notion is fragile, as various researchers have discussed and as can be observed, for example, in the protests under the banner of over-tourism at destinations around the world. There is no doubt that humanity is on the move. Tourism may be discussed as a standalone entity, yet it is a microcosm of society at large. No matter what role we might play on the tourism stage, it is important to be mindful of this and remain focused on meaningful and mutually rewarding experiences for all stakeholders. Peace, not only about tourism but in general, can be seen as a reflection of individual and group attitudes and behavior that embrace tolerance and respect for others. Peace suggests accepting accountability and responsibility for our impact on each other and our environment. Without these core values, conflict can quickly arise among tourism stakeholders. Inequitable economics, lack of access to resources, differing worldviews and values, and power and control are recognized as the core causes of conflict in all kinds of relationships at micro and macro levels. Given the disconnect and polarization we are witnessing worldwide, we might ask ourselves, do we live by the values we proclaim, none more so than peace? As former UN Secretary General Kofi Annan highlighted in 2003, we need to find within ourselves the will to live by the values we proclaim, in our private lives, in our local and national societies, and in the world. For many, the word peace draws attention to outer peace, to what is happening around us in the world, especially now when we cannot escape the news of immense conflict in various parts of the world. But there is also inner peace. Peace at the intrapersonal level, which has been recognized to influence individual and societal health and well-being. As we travel through life, we all battle at various times with internal questions of who we are and who we want to be, what we aspire to in life, and our own needs and values. We might wonder whether our behavior aligns with our personal values, the cultural values of the societies we live in, and, within the context of tourism, the values cherished at travel destinations. Research highlights that inner and outer peace do not exist in isolation. It is our inner peace that allows us to act on the values of kindness, empathy, compassion, inclusion, and shared humanity. A relational lens offers opportunities to illuminate our needs and values, the idea of individual and collective involvement, and agency and leadership in life in general and in tourism specifically. Developing and practicing relational mindfulness and relational intelligence elevates our abilities to pay attention to our inner and outer worlds. Drawing on our sense of curiosity, courage, and commitment to act on the values underpinning the notion of peace, we honor the importance of mutuality and healthy relational biospheres in the web of life. As recognized Belgian-American psychotherapist and relationship expert, Esther Perel captures so well, the quality of our relationships determines the quality of our lives. With more excellent relational skills, we can dare to care and connect authentically. We can choose to act out of love and not out of fear. We can demonstrate ethically competent behavior that aligns with the values underpinning the notion of inner and outer peace in tourism and beyond. iturbonews.com